Here in Crystal Palace in South London, you can still see the first dinosaur exhibition that was ever built anywhere in the world. The sculptures were unveiled in 1854. It was the start of an obsession that we've never got over. But it wasn't long before the science behind these reconstructions had lost credibility.
Even by the end of the 19th century, our ideas about dinosaurs had changed so much that these models were already looked upon with scorn. This Megalosaurus, for instance, is shown walking on all four legs, but we now know he would have been bipedal. He would have stood on just his hind legs, and his forelegs would have been quite small and lifted right up off the ground.
When the first iguanodon was discovered, only one thumb bone was found, so paleontologists thought it must have been a horn. But iguanodon didn't have a horn.
It's very easy to walk amongst these massive models and to laugh at the 19th century idea of what a dinosaur was like. We now know so much more. We've worked out a phenomenal amount about the dinosaurs. But how have we done that? How do you start to get close to animals that lived hundreds of millions of years ago?
From 19th century London to 21st century Los Angeles. 150 years after the first ever dinosaur exhibition, I want to know how we can be sure that we're now getting it right. So I've come to LA's Museum of Natural History.
The museum is undergoing major redevelopment at the moment, and at the centre of it all is a multi-million dollar new dinosaur exhibit.
Luis Chiappe is director of the museum's Dinosaur Institute and curator of the new exhibition.
Hello, Luis.
Hello.
I'm very well. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
He'll be packing the exhibition with everything we know about dinosaurs, from the biggest to the smallest, with the latest science on how they looked, moved, and interacted.